several years ago, after putting in the 200 applications and not getting the job, there was an opportunity. UPO was hiring 50 drivers, 50 people to deliver blankets to the homeless at night and to drive them to shelters. When I saw that, I said, well, I finally got a job. First of all, I'm a homeless advocate. I'm formerly homeless. I was homeless. I had a CDL, Class A driver's license. I've been working with people all my life, you know. And I figured it was a piece of cake. I didn't feel as though there was 50 people in this entire country more qualified for one of those positions than I. I go into a room and it's 50 people. And they go around each person. The lady wanted to know, what do you know about homelessness? And, you know, what can you drive this or that? Half the room had no prior experience driving other people around. They didn't know how to use a wheelchair lift. And they knew nothing about homelessness, about the mental illness aspect of homelessness. They knew none of this stuff. They just wanted a job. Okay. When it got to me, I mean, I seemed like I was the king. You know, I was more qualified than everybody in that room. And they had another session of 50 more. Okay. I did everything right. I didn't get the job. So I couldn't understand why I didn't get the job. I was more qualified than anybody in that room. And I knew it was not 50 people more qualified than I. It was a no-brainer. There's no way. When I reached into it, looked into it, and I had to do some deep research into it. Some people had to tell me some things that they weren't supposed to tell me. But it came down to they didn't hire me because I had bad credit. They didn't hire me to pass out blankets to the homeless during hypothermia because I had bad credit. Now, if they're going to start using that, how many people in the homeless population do you think have stellar credit?